Welcome back once again to the Great Scott Podcast. Today I am joined by biracial entertainer Miss Anastasia Washington. How you doing, Anastasia?
I'm doing good. How are you? Recovering from, well, I'm recovering from Comic-Con, so I'm okay. Just kidding, I'm good.
Sounds like there's other people there. Hello, anyone else is there?
Oh, it's just a dog.
Oh, just a dog. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, as you said, you speaking of Comic-Con, you actually will be back in San Diego for the Comic-Con for not one, but two.
Yes. That's going to be a lot of fun too. So that'll be really cool. I'm going to be doing musical comedy in the horror style. So I'm really excited about that too.
Was that your first time doing that? Doing the musical.
It is not my first time doing musical comedy. I've done before, but this is the first time really adding horror to it. So I'm really excited about that because it's like all my favorite things together, you know?
Now, I grew up on horror. I've my favorite one, I think, I'm sitting here thinking The Ring. I remember
Oh, the
watching The
ring.
Ring. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that one. Yeah.
That one definitely, I felt like when I watched it in theaters, I came out and my like heartbeat was still like going, you know? Like I was like, when I was watching it, I was like, I'm good, I'm good. And then I like stepped out of the theater and I was like, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm nervous, more nervous than I thought. It was like Blair Witch, like that, like
Ooh. Yeah,
yeah.
that especially the ending was like a Blair Witch type
Yeah,
thing. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, and I grew up around horror. Like my mom is a big horror fan, so like I always knew what season it was by what horror movie she put in. Like so Jaws was like, okay, now it's summer, you know. Gone with the Wind, it was spring. But yeah, we just I watched The Shining when I was
Oh, yeah.
two and a half, or well, she gave a reason. I used to tap dance with Scatman Crothers, and he's in The Shining. And then he passed away, and my mom was like, "Oh, you should see a movie with him in it." And she showed me The Shining, in which he dies. And I was like, you know, Scatman was in like a ton of movies, including the Aristocats. We could have just gone the other direction, but The Shining works too, I guess.
So, talking about a young you, you knew always, well, I'm jealous of those people that know that exactly what they want to do early in life. And you were 3 years old. And I'll let you tell the story
Yeah.
about SeaWorld and what happened there.
Yeah, I am one of those lucky people that always knew, and that my parents saw it when I was at SeaWorld when I was like two and a half, three. I was tap dancing and singing instead of watching the, you know, Shamu show. So like the sham people are watching the Shamu show. I'm tap dancing and singing instead of paying attention. And when everybody like got up and clapped for the whale, like doing this amazing like trick, I bowed to the whole stadium, and my parents were like, "So we should just get her an agent because this is not going to stop anytime soon." And they were right; it's not. It is definitely like a passion of mine that nobody has to drive me with, you know. Like, and I do feel like for people that don't know what they want to do, you know, like I see people like my niece, who's actually been in a couple movies with me in the last year. As my daughter, she always knew that she wanted to be a performer, and her whole life, yeah, sure, there's stresses, but she's just driven towards that. And you know, she's 16 and she's making such like big moves and constantly like just going towards her goal.
There's the dog, yeah.
There's the dog. But it's so special to see her do that because she knows exactly what she wants. So there's no question. It's just how. It's just morphing into like how it's going to evolve and what you're going to do. And I'm very lucky that I had that as well. But I do see people, you know, struggle with like, what is my purpose? What is my, you know, thing in life? And I never had to have that. And I'm very lucky for that. Now, it's not easy, you know, it's obviously like struggling to see like how the industry changes. Like I've had to change a lot over the years about like what that looks like for me, what my new goals are and stuff like that. You know, like I remember when I was little, like I was going to be the first the youngest person to ever get an Oscar. And then I saw Anna Paquin win, and I just was hysterical. My parents said, like, I was just crying, and I was like, it's never gonna be me now. So, like, things change, and there's still disappointments, and there's still up and downs. But yeah, I'm very lucky that I don't have to go, who am I? What do I want? I know exactly what I want. I just gotta go after it with everything I have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anybody who thinks this is easy should not be in this business. Yeah.
No, I know there's so many stories where people are like, oh, well, she was discovered at a restaurant, or oh, she was, he was just walking down the street. And yeah, that happens. But also, even after that, they have to choose that constantly, and they have to go after it constantly. Just having one break means, like, I mean, that's awesome. It's amazing, but it's not the end all. And it's like a whole career of this is constant evolve. Like constant evolution, constant working,
Absolutely.
constant hustling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's a story that I know about with you that you walked into a birthday party, and it was probably not the party you were probably thinking that it would be. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was like six. And my parents are like, I don't know, maybe a lot of I've actually talked to a lot of people about this, but like I wasn't allowed to spend the night over people's houses. I don't know, like I think it was like a mixed kid thing. And the more I talk to people, it's like more of like a minority thing. It's like, we don't know those parents, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I already knew that I was not going to be at this party overnight. I knew that I had a time limit because my parents didn't know these people well. And my dad was dropping me off at this party, which was kind of a rare thing because my dad was like constantly working, and also, oh, like,
So I think you're safe. I do think you're safe,
thank you. Well,
Anastasia.
yeah, I mean, but I really like writing, and I like, I think like my next two books are going to be very different from my first book, which is like, self-help wellness, with a comedy edge. And now I'm doing this like really parody book of like that a naughty parody. And then I think like after that, I'll probably do a cookbook because I just love
Gotcha.
that. Yeah, like I don't know, I'm all over the place.
You are, yes. And I will say, yeah, you are a very driven human being. You, that's one thing you really do talk about yourself, that you have an incredible work ethic.
Yeah, I like work. I think it makes me like yesterday I was so frustrated. I just had a frustrating day and I got so much done. Like I wrote a song for a con. I did like it's just like how I calm my system, which sounds crazy to people. They're like, "No, that's not how you calm down. You calm down." By chilling more, but it makes me productive.
Absolutely. Well, I do want to give one more plug to your San Diego Comic-Con that you're going to be at. When are you going to be there? You're going to be there.
It was last weekend.
Oh, it was last weekend. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
It's all good. It
so
went well.
yeah. Do you want to give the details about how that went and what happened there?
Yeah, it was really good. I did a panel called Taskmasters, which is basically a game show, live at Comic-Con. We had to do prep for it. We had to do like a shoot a couple of weeks before, for one of the tasks, and then at the con there was like all these tasks that we had no preparation for, and the audience was involved, and it was crazy. And I did pretty good. I didn't win. But I also realized that I loved all of the fo like we just like all of us contestants fell in love with each other. We love each other. And so like when people were even like kind of struggling, I'd turn to them and be like, "Oh, well," and I'm like, "Oh wait, I'm competing against you. I shouldn't I shouldn't be doing that." But it was just so fun to be with these people. They're just such great talents and such fun people. So I loved doing that. And then I did a podcast called You Can't Do That Anymore years ago, and we did a panel at Comic-Con this year about superheroes and whether you should kill Bill the villain was so in depth that I think we could have probably gone another 2 hours. Like, we were like so into it. There was such great like insights, and the panel was so fun. And I do know more about my friends now and where they land on certain things. And we're still going to be friends, but like maybe our superhero-dom is not the same. That's okay. But it was such a good discussion. I think, like, yeah, honestly, we could have. Like when we had to stop, everyone was like, "Really?" And I was like, "I know, I'm sorry. We only get a certain amount of time." So I definitely think we're gonna be doing that, like maybe at LA Comic Con or something else, because there's so much more to say in that subject. And I think,
Absolutely. You could go
yeah,
for hours on that, yeah.
for hours, you know. And it's just like, I mean, we did come to like an old. To my conclusion, Batman, I feel like, well, I can't talk too bad about Batman because men love Batman and Spider-Man. You can never say anything bad about Batman or Spider-Man or Shawshank Redemption. Those are like intrinsically male things that like
Yes.
are on your system. You know what I mean? So, I will say Batman, I feel like he could make different decisions with the Joker. And I think Arkham Asylum could make different hiring practices, maybe vetting people a little too much instead of pumping out, a lot of super villains from their actual employer, like employees, like it just seems.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It seems like there should be a better vetting process. It seems more like a training training area.
Well, Anastasia, I want to thank you for coming on to the podcast. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you. Very nice to meet you. Yeah. And like, yeah, LA is welcome. When you're ready for LA, it's a hustle, but it's great, you
Yes.
know? It,
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
and there's such good communities. I know a lot of people are very scared of LA because they think that people are mean here. And if somebody's mean to you in my city, you let me know.
I will do. Absolutely. Leia, I hope you're doing well. Hopefully everything's going good with you and the baby. No, okay. All right. So I just wanted to say that. All right. Well, you all have a good day and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can't say a thing ever. So the fact that I had something to do that day was really awesome. But he was also like, an hour and a half tops, you're out of here. And so I'm gonna leave you there for an hour and a half and come back. And we're gonna, and so it was the first time that these parents saw my dad, and he came to the door, and I remember them saying something like, "That's your kid," and he's like, "Yeah," and they're like adopted or whatever, and he goes, "No, like the old-fashioned way," and it just like changed, like everything changed, and turns out they were neo-Nazis, and
Wow.
yeah, and they didn't really start anything right then and there. But they did like sit me in the corner. They didn't let me have cake. They didn't let me, participate on anything. And later on, when my dad came to pick me up, I kind of told them that, and my dad and mom went back inside and had words with them. But yeah, it was jarring because I didn't really understand like what was going on. And then like a couple days later, at school, they started, like, the kids started something with me too, and they used some very colorful language that I had heard in a com like in a like in my household, it was a compliment. But I learned that day that certain people were not allowed to call you certain things, and that was a huge talk. And it was really interesting to learn about colorism, about racism, about being honest about who you are. Like there's this whole thing where people will be like, "Oh, passing," which they think is a compliment. It is not. It's like it's so annoying to hear. It's so annoying to like be put upon you, right? Like I look mixed to a lot of black people because I look like some member of their family, and to white people, people are like, "I didn't get it," or "I knew something was up," which is also insulting. But it's this colonial idealism, and I reject it so much. I think because of moments like that, where I'm like, I'm going to be proud of who I am. I'm never going to hide who I am. In fact, I'm going to be proud and loud about it immediately. So if you have a problem with it right up front, I can know how to navigate, you know? Exactly, Jack, right? We're angry at that. But like I think that really changed how proud I am and how loud I am about being mixed and how insulting it is to me when people are like, "Well, you could pass," or something like that. Why would I want to deny completely half of my identity, you know? And so yeah, like that moment was crazy. And also because they denied me cake, I think I'm so obsessed with cake now. It's unbelievable. I am so like I need cake. Like if I'm at an event, I want the slice of cake like immediately. I want to be the first one. And I know it's just triggered from the fact that I didn't get cake then. And I'm like, I need my slice of cake. Everyone give me my slice of cake. But yeah, like me and my mom will have cake nights and I'll have cake Wednesday. And
Ooh.
yes.
So
It's
what's your favorite type of cake?
okay, so I'm a red velvet girl or a German
Oh,
chocolate
okay.
girl. Yeah. But I also like a Dobrogé, which is very like rare to get. A couple once a year, I fly one out for through Gold Belly to get to my mom because my mom's from New Orleans, and
Okay.
Dobrogé cakes are from New Orleans, kind of by way of Alsace-Lorraine. So it's like basically my family history right in a slice of cake, and it's a half chocolate cake and half lemon cake, like directly half of it and half of it. And then there's like two slices that you can get that are just half and half, and it's the best. It is so weird and people do not understand it, but it's like home to me. But it's a
So,
rare one.
do they, is that the cake they gave out at Mardi Gras?
No,
I
that's
know
a
there's a
king
cake.
cake. Yeah,
Oh,
that's a
king
king
cake, yeah.
cake. Yeah. And that's the one where they hide the little baby in, which is also very delicious. But king cake is so funny because they call it a cake, but it's really kind of like a Danish. It's kind of like a like an iced Danish, which is delicious too. And then they have a Zulu cake, which is the chocolate version that they came up with when they started letting black people into the Mardi Gras parade as crews. So that's really good. I mean, honestly, any of the sweets that come out of NOLA are real good. You got pralines, you got like freaking beignets. It's hard for me to visit there because I be eating.
So if you go past a confectionery, you're going to spend probably some hours in there, probably then. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Actually, you know, like I usually end up at Cafe du Monde, like having my chocolate milk. Yes, I don't drink coffee. I am a chocolate
I don't
milk
either.
or
I don't drink coffee either. Yeah.
yay! Yes, I hate the taste of it. So I'm like chocolate
Gotcha.
milk, yes, tea, stuff like
Yeah.
that. But like I have to have my chocolate milk from Café du Monde and my beignets, and I usually always forget that I shouldn't wear a black outfit. And then I'm just covered in powdered sugar, and like that is just it's a powdered sugar massacre, and maybe that should be one of my movies, just like a girl covered in powdered sugar, leaving trails of powdered sugar everywhere, haunting people.
I probably just lost my Folgers sponsor by saying I don't drink coffee, but that's okay.
Oh no, he does.
Yeah, okay, I do. Yes, from time to time, time to
From
time.
time to time.
Yes. So you were talking about reinventing yourself. I will say, I mean, you've pretty much done everything ever since you were 3 years old. I mean,
Yeah.
you're an author. You've written a book.
Yes.
Is it a autobiography, your life story, pretty much?
It is a little bit. It's more like self-help for those who don't that with a sense of humor. Like, I feel like sometimes self-help and the new age stuff feels so unattainable to people that are not coming from a certain background that, you know, it seems so pretentious and so like I don't know, just like very silver, like granola, like I can't afford to like even think about this stuff. And so that's something I like is like one of my goals in life is to like make self-help, therapy and, you know, just fitness and wellness attainable to people that, you know, are like, I don't know, like more normal, you know, like more like I'm not spending $25 on an Erewhon shake. And so
Sure,
this was kind of like
yeah.
my beginning to that, you know, like until I can get my whole festival together and do, you know, days of like amazing fun wellness stuff for everyone. This was kind of like my answer to that. It's a really good audiobook. The book itself, like if you can get it, I would say get it as an audiobook, like on Audible or something like that, because there's some great meditations which just don't translate into a book. So like, you get to hear the whole sounds and stuff like that. So it's a really fun book. And there's some really funny meditations. So why not laugh during your meditation, right? Like that brings joy to your system, I feel like. But I am
Absolutely.
actually working on my second book right now. Very different. It is a parody of a children's book, but it's very naughty. And so, I'm working on it right now. And it's, yeah, it's, it might offend some Dr. Seuss people, but I don't really care. Dr. Seuss offended a lot of people. So it's my turn now.
And he's dead anyway, so I mean,
He's dead anyway. He
yeah,
can't,
he can't
he
do
can
anything,
haunt me.
yeah.